Some people would
use... I mean, we don't have any here, so, I mean, you know.
Well, some people would use the word marsh, talking about sort of a swamp next to the Gulf or
to the coast.
What would you call?
I would use it marsh next to the coast in a swamp inland. It's mm-hmm. full of water. It's dancing water.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't have to be next to the coast or anything. And I would call a marsh next to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
That it, the marsh is there because of the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And the swamp is there because of water and it's inland.
Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to get some water off the swamp, you'd say you were going to...
drain the swamp.
Mm-hmm. And the things that you dig to drain the water off?
Well, ditches, channels, that's it.
Mm-hmm. What about something bigger than a ditch, that's big enough for, say, a small boat to go through?
A channel.
Mm-hmm. And say if you had a heavy rain, maybe the water cut out a little.
Erosion. Erosion?
Well, yeah, what would you call the thing, the little trench sort of that it cuts out?
Ditch.
Mm-hmm. What if it gets very big, maybe?
It gets to be a creek.
Okay. What about a ravine or hollow?
For a ravine. Yeah, we use ravine.
Mm-hmm. What's a ravine look like?
It looks like erosion, like it's the only time the ravine has water is when it rains.
Mm-hmm.
And an hour after it rains, it doesn't have any water. It drains fast. It's coming off a hill.
What about a creek? What else do you have besides a creek?
A river.
Mm-hmm. Anything between the sides of a creek and a river?
Yeah. I'll consider a creek that will run right after rain maybe for 2 weeks. It doesn't have to have water in it all the time. That's what I would consider a creek, and a river does have water mm-hmm. in it all the time.
What about something smaller than a creek?
Mm.
Do you ever talk about a branch or a bayou?
A branch.
Mm-hmm.
A branch of a creek, a branch of the river.
What about bayou?
No,
bayou?
I don't know what bayous is, but we don't use them here.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're used in Louisiana. They use it quite a bit, but we don't. But we don't have any really to speak of. That's what we don't.
What does the bayou look like?
It looks like a channel.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can go, you know, up and down it. That's what I consider bayou. But since we're not on the coast,
mm-hmm.
We don't have any bayous.
Is the bayou salt water? Brackish water.
Brackish water.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the names of the creeks or streams or rivers in this area?
They're mostly Spanish names, like Zacate Creek, Chacon Creek, Agua Verde Creek, Olmos Creek. They're all Spanish names.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of one English name.
What's the Spanish name for creek?
Arroyo. And all the ranches that you see here, you're talking about creeks, all the creeks are named. Are all Spanish names. And if I go back and think there isn't an English name, I mean, mm-hmm. they're all Spanish, and all the ranches are
Spanish. They don't even use the word creek.
I don't know, they use arroyo.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to go drive down the road, I don't think you'd see one a creek that was named in English.
Mm-hmm.
Now you'd see the river like the Brazos River, but it's actually, it's translated because it means the Brazos River. Like Corpus Christi
mm-hmm.
came from a Spanish name, the Corpus of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go back and I'll say all the ranches are named, most of the ranches that you see, I'd say 90% or 99% of them, all have Spanish names.
Mm-hmm.
They're called by Spanish names. Very seldom, like the King Ranch, I think even the people in the King Ranch call it the Quileña.
The what?
The Quileña.
Quileña?
Which means the king.